Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The potential of the Chiefs leaving for Kansas.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs. And everyone has their favorite Arrowhead moment. I like the win back in December 1990 against the Denver Broncos. John Elway couldn't hear because the crowd was so loud. And you remember he complained to the ref. It highlighted Arrowhead's reputation as an intimidating fortress for opposing teams. Then, of course, Arrowhead's legendary status was further cemented in October of 2013 when Chiefs Kingdom set a Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest stadium, 137.5 decibels, and then did it again in September of 142.2 decibels. These moments not only showcase the fans' fervor, but also underscored the stadium's unique ability to harness and amplify sound. There is simply no more of an iconic facility than Arrowhead Stadium in all the professional sports. Lambeau's great, but it's not Arrowhead. And if you've been to the Raiders Stadium, it's nice, it's new, but it feels like you're in a basketball arena. No Arrowhead magic. So I could go on and on about this facility and, of course, this team, but I'm here to talk about keeping the Chiefs in Jackson County and improving Arrowhead and the plan all of my partners and I have. And I'm here today because the state of Kansas is making noise. And depending on which media outlet you listen to, the deal's already done. Well, it's not. I've had weekly conversations with Mark Donovan and the Chiefs. We talked yesterday, we talked today, and he has told me there is no done deal. We all know the Kansas Star bonds are expiring, and Kansas politicians are pressuring the Chiefs. And some folks running for governor on the other state of the line are making some points for the campaign. But there's no deal that's done. And there's no deal that's done with Jackson County either. And I've had conversations with the Chiefs that I understand that. But I don't concern myself with that because even if the Star Bonds over there can help build the stadium, there's no funding to maintain it. And I don't think the Kansas people have an appetite to raise their taxes. If you see what happened at 119th and Nall, they don't want the Royals over there. So I don't think it'd be different with having the Chiefs stadium over there. So I'll tell you what, Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan. Missouri does. We have a plan, and it is in Jackson County, Missouri. It's renovating Arrowhead to a state-of-the-art facility while saving the history. Arrowhead is the home of Chiefs Kingdom, and our international base, fell in love with our team and our home at Arrowhead. So let's quit talking about rumors and speculation. I'm here to give specifics so the public knows. For years, people have been talking about this. In my position, I've had consistent, productive discussions with Governor Kehoe, with the county legislature, with the chairman, with Mayor Lucas, and with the Kansas City Chiefs. Weekly, and sometimes daily, I spoke to the governor, the mayor, and Mark Donovan a few times last night and a couple times today. Working through this proposal has created a partnership and a plan that is a win for the public and a win for the team. This is about business, but we have the business side covered while keeping the amazing history that Lamar Hunt and the Hunt family and this franchise has built for us and has had the Chiefs as our fantastic neighbor here in Jackson County. The Chiefs playing somewhere else other than Arrowhead is just not the Chiefs. That beautiful stadium at Truman Sports Complex is as much a part of this franchise as the logo on the helmets. So, what can we do on the Missouri side? Well, it's simple. We've got some details to work out, but I've got some photo opportunities or some visual props for you. We're going to lower taxes in Jackson County, and we're going to keep the Chiefs. And what does that mean? That means my friends in the legislature here from Jackson County, we're going to put on the ballot to propose lowering our sales tax. As it exists right now, we have a 3/8 cent sales tax that everything purchased in Jackson County, and that fund goes to help maintain the stadiums for the Chiefs and for the Royals. Our proposal was to be put this on the ballot, let the people of Jackson County decide to lower that in 2031, as the Chiefs being the sole member and tenants of the Truman Sports Complex. Part of that plan also would be in 2031, the Chiefs at their sole cost will maintain property and casualty insurance with respect to Arrowhead Stadium. That's been a bone of contention for a while. It's something that's expensive on the county, and that's just one of the things I've been able to talk to the Chiefs about, and they've agreed to. The structure of the Jackson County Sports Authority will remain the same, with responsibly adjusted with the Chiefs being the sole tenant in 2031. The Chiefs have committed to put $400 million into the renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. And they have committed to me that could increase. And I've committed to them, I'm going to ask them to increase it. So we're not done there. Also, with our partners, the state of Missouri. Everyone's familiar with the Show Me Sports Investment Act that has state funding for 50% of any renovations or stadium building. That's a different world than we were in 2 years ago when we talked about this. And that money, which I think you see, is taped out. Because I'm not sharing my information with Kansas. But it's quite a huge fund that's going to come from that. Also, another one of our partners across the street is the city of Kansas City. And that council and that mayor are the biggest Chiefs fans you know. And they're committed to doing their part as partners of that too. I'm also not going to share the numbers of that because I'm not telling our friends in Kansas. What we're doing here today is letting the public know real plans, real details, real numbers. Transparency, not some private entity making some decisions based on them. So I'm talking about the partners. I'm talking about the county executive's office, the legislature, the state, city, and the teams. But our other partner are the people of Jackson County. And I believe they want the Chiefs to stay. And I believe they will overwhelmingly pass a ballot-ish initiative extending the tax and even lowering it. We are going to lower the tax and keep the Chiefs. So that's where we are today. It's simple, straightforward. Of course, there's details to work out. The Chiefs have not said yes, but the Chiefs are still talking. The Chiefs love Arrowhead Stadium. And the people of Jackson County and the people of Missouri and the people of Kansas City love the Chiefs. That's where we're at today. I want to ask the chairman to say a few words and comment, and then I'll take any questions you have.
Well, thank you, Mr. Executive. I want to echo the executive's comments. I mean, the legislature is committed, as we have been for the last 2.5 years, of keeping the Chiefs here in Jackson County. We believe that they are an asset to this community. We believe that they are a part of a fabric of our community and make us who we are. And so we want to keep them out at Arrowhead as long as they wish to be here in this community. And we believe that from a legislative standpoint, we want to do everything we can to work hand in hand with the county executive and with our partners at the state and the city to make that happen. We know that it will take legislation because the legislature has to approve, obviously, the leases and any agreement. But also to put this on the ballot will have to come from the legislature. And I'm happy to work with my legislative colleagues to get that done. But we believe that this is an important effort and fight that we have to do to retain these teams here because they are the Kansas City Chiefs, and Kansas City is in Jackson County, and we want to keep them here. And so I look forward to working with the executive and our partners and across the street at City Hall and our partners in Jefferson City. It's going to take a collaborative team effort from all of our jurisdictions to get this done, but I believe we can get this done working together. And I don't think that there is one group that can do this alone. We've got to work together to get this done. And I think that we know that the Chiefs want to stay here in Jackson County. We believe that. We wouldn't be fighting so hard if we didn't believe that. And so we're going to put an offer on the table, and we're going to try to bring them and retain them here in this community. Thank you, Mr. Executive.
Thank you.
Phil, I wanted to ask you, you spent a lot of time talking about the Chiefs in your efforts to get a deal which clearly hasn't been finalized yet. But you really didn't say anything about the Royals. As you said, the Chiefs being sole tenants of the Truly Sports Complex. The Royals done in Jackson County, because you also mentioned it doesn't look like they're going to get anything worked out on 119th and all in Oakland Park. So are they just simply in no man's land at this point?
No. I didn't mention the Royals because we are attacking these teams as separate entities and not a package deal anymore. I continue to talk to John Sherman on a weekly basis, and John and the team are looking at their options. And my message to him always is, when you're not hearing from me, don't think I don't love you. Because I and all of these partners working with the Chiefs are also committed to keep the Kansas City Royals in Jackson County. Now, they've told us that they don't want to be at Truman Sports Complex, and we got to take them at their word on that. So we were going to move forward on the Chiefs working on that. The other side of this, I think the Royals are going to come to a head. They're going to decide something. They're under the Star Bonds issue going on, too. I think they have some frustration in Kansas, but they might have some action in Kansas. But I and my partners here are committed to keep them in Jackson County. There's still some locations in Jackson County that would be great fits for them.
All right, Jackson County Executive Phil Lavoda.
All right, they're wrapping up. Our thanks to our partners, our reporting partners over at KMBC Channel 9 for letting us piggyback on their coverage of this news conference with Jackson County Executive Phil Lavoda and Darren McGee. He was the other man that you heard from there. first thoughts?
The county executive says, quote, "The state of Kansas is making noise, but the deal is not done," and then shot this arrow over the bow. "Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan." And he says, "We have a plan." The problem is, Scott, this plan is at the 11th minute of the 11th hour of the 11th day. And share with our listeners what you said during the break about Phil Lavoda.
It sounds, and I like Phil.
Oh, I do too.
I think he's a great guy. It sounds like an act of desperation. They already know that the Chiefs are gone. He is doing everything he can. Somebody had a great point on the text line, and I'll paraphrase it here, but be close enough to be dangerous. This sounds like a boyfriend trying to keep his girlfriend who's already moved on.
I wonder if Phil Lavoda is the right guy too late. Because for him to say, now we have a plan, mm-hmm. what is the plan? Yeah. And then the numbers in the glossy placard display in front of him were all redacted because he said, we don't want Kansas to see our plan.
That's a negotiating tactic, because if you let the other side know what you're offering, they're going to offer that plus a dollar. You know what I mean?
He says he wants to renovate Arrowhead where it sits.
Thank you for reminding me of the point.
To save the history of the Truman Sports Complex with a sole tenant. That means the Royals are gone, and I think that's a foregone conclusion.
Well, and you're right. Phil Lovoda was the right guy too late. Here's one thing I want everybody to hear. What did you not hear in his initial statements until he was asked by a reporter? There were two words that were not said during his initial statements that were not said until he was asked by a reporter.
The Royals.
Yep. That's right. Not one time did Phil Lovoda mention the Royals. That tells me that Jackson County has completely given up on keeping the Royals in Missouri. They're gone.
And the one that matters the most, if you just look at dollars and cents, is the Chiefs. I hate to say it. I'm a big Royals fan, love watching baseball, but when it comes down to brass tacks, literally, the Chiefs bring in more money.
The meeting with state leaders in Kansas with the Chiefs is slated for Monday. Correct, Scott?
Yes.
Monday. Now, I don't know if the state of Kansas has all of their I's dotted and T's crossed. I know that they would not have gotten to this point with a meeting slated for Monday to go over details if those details are not already done.
Let's take a quick break right now. Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan is calling in. We'll get his perspective in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right. We have a limited amount of time with him. Let's bring in 96.5 The Fan's Bob Fesco. You listened to the news conference with Jackson County Executive Phil Lovoda. On the text line, Bob, somebody wrote, and I thought it was pretty accurate, This sounds like a boyfriend trying very hard to keep a girlfriend who's already decided she's leaving.
Well, and that's better than the way I was going to sum it up. Do you remember being a kid, Scott?
Yes, I do, Bob.
Okay, right? Everybody remembers being a kid, right? And you're out there on the playground, and somebody comes up to you and says, you know, an insult to you, and you don't have a comeback, and you're just like, nuh-uh. That's kind of what I thought was going on with Missouri today. They're nuh-uh to everybody that, you know, that Kansas is going to go out there and get the team. The fact that they said Kansas doesn't have a plan is a comical show. I mean, that's crazy to me. Kansas obviously has a plan with all of this. And you know, that text line really put it the best way possible, because, I mean, it sounded like somebody who, you know, knows they've lost, and they're laying out, you know, why you should stay at the last second, even though you've decided to move on. But what it also does, too, it shows the Jackson County residents, this group, you know, with Phil Lavota in place now, he's trying to keep the teams here. Unlike Frank White, who didn't, you know, do anything to try to keep the teams here. Lavota's at least telling people, like, if I come up for re-election or anything like that, man, I was out here fighting for you guys, and this is what we offered to the Chiefs, and ultimately they said no, and they, you know, decided to go to Kansas. And they can continue to talk about lowering taxes and making it less than the 3/8. It's still a tax that people just don't want to pay. I mean, I think the times have shifted a lot when it comes to these publicly financed stadiums. The Bears are going through it right now. They're hitting blockades, talking about possibly moving to Indiana, you know, of all places. And so when you look at, you know, what's going on with these stadiums, I think the American public is at this point where they're just not going to spend their hard-earned money to help billionaires build these stadiums, regardless of how much they can help the community. And on the Kansas side, you don't have to do that. But still on the Missouri side, you're going to ask voters to go to the ballot and vote in a tax again. And right. I think people are at that point where they're taxed to death.
Let me ask you this, playing devil's advocate only, Bob. Sure. Is it possible the Chiefs, with some brilliant master plan, thought, we are going to set a meeting in Topeka on Monday to jump to Kansas, full well knowing then everyone in Jackson County would start running around like the house was on fire, offering anything they want to stay?
They just did.
But they've known this was a possibility now for 2 years. And the fact that they're waiting until Kansas 3 weeks ago called an LCC meeting to really get out in front of this. I mean, I know they've been dealing with other stuff in Jackson County and whatnot, but hey, maybe that's just what they have to deal with right now. And it's time for the Chiefs to kind of find a new home and a new partner. You know, as they talked about, after I got off the phone with you, I talked to somebody in the know, and they did say, they said, look, nothing is 100% done. They said the Chiefs aren't going to go to Topeka on Monday, though, if the deal isn't done. So if the Chiefs are headed to Topeka on Monday, the deal is done. They're not going to be there to watch the LCC extend the star bonds or something, you know, ridiculous like that. So if the Chiefs are in the car and they're driving to Topeka, or maybe they take a private jet at this point, I don't know. At that point in time, if anybody from the Chiefs has said it's Topeka on Monday, it's to announce a new deal.
Because, Bob, real quick, Topeka is a bird in hand. They know that that deal is done, where it seems like what County Executive Phil Lavota is saying is, we have an idea to put in front of voters that, if voters approve it, would keep them here in a renovated stadium.
Yeah, you're right, Dana. It is the bird in hand. And then let me just make something clear real fast today to get ready to laugh. Because yesterday, when we were talking about Topeka, there were people who thought the Chiefs were moving to Topeka.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That would be a smaller market than Green Bay.
Yeah, right. So you could look at 96.5 The Fan's Twitter page from yesterday, and there was my comments about this, and people were saying, I can't believe that. Why would they move to Topeka?
So
you,
Bob, granted,
thing is everything.
If the Chiefs were to move to Wyandotte County, and I think you and I both agree that that's more likely than not now, they would still be in a Kansas City, but not Kansas City, Missouri. That notwithstanding, a third of NFL franchises don't play in the city that bears their name.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it's all semantics. And I think what people are missing out on, people are freaking out. Oh, they could move to Kansas. At least they're not moving to Nashville. At least they're not moving to L.A. At least they're not moving to Mexico City or London or someplace like that where the NFL is trying to expand. The beauty of our city is that we do have two states that can bid on stuff like this. It's also the downfall of our city, as we've seen over the years. But now having that state line is as beneficial as you can possibly get. Chiefs and Royals aren't leaving. They're crossing the street. So what? You know, Lockton did too, you know?
Two questions in one, real quick, because I know you got to get out of here in about a minute and 15 seconds. If they were to build in Kansas, would it be a domed stadium, which would bring in the Final Four and other events? And B, did you notice that Phil Lavoda never mentioned the Royals until he was asked about them?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, too. I think everybody needs to know. Like, the Royals, I mean, he did not even bring them up. And that's been the talk all along about, you know, the Royals were already 1 foot out the door, you know, before all of this happened and whatnot. And so he didn't bring them up for a reason. And, you know, for a dome stadium, yeah, I do believe that is the plan. And that means we will be back in that Final Four rotation. We're the home of college basketball. The Final Four was born in Kansas City, and we haven't been able to have it in the birthplace of the Final Four since 1988 because we haven't had the facility. Now we got the facility. We'll be in that rotation for the Final Four every 4 or 5 years.
Real quick, 25 seconds, not only a Final Four, but we would be in contention for a Super Bowl.
More than one, Scott, more than one. You know, the Hunts did name the event, and so now you've got the opportunity to do that. Indianapolis has had multiple Super Bowls. Houston has had multiple Super Bowls. Kansas City will be in the rotation of having Super Bowls because of who the Hunt family is.
Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan, always appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Be well. Load them up, ladies and gentlemen. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. 7798. It has been suggested that Phil Lavoda on the text line, I think it's a great point, and I like Phil. I think he's the right guy, too late. But he sounded like a boyfriend begging his girlfriend to come back, and she's already moved on to somebody else. 913-586-7798.
When Phil took, the county executive, pardon me, took to the podium and said, we have a plan to keep the Chiefs here, keep the Chiefs in Jackson County. And then he followed that immediately by saying, Scott, to put a plan on the ballot to let voters decide. I think that spoke volumes. Because it is the 11th second of the 11th minute of the 11th hour. And for them to say to the Chiefs, we have a plan to put this back in front of voters, which imploded the last time.
With no guarantee it would be approved.
With no guarantee it would be approved. Kansas's meeting is Monday. It is the bird in hand.
And they don't need voter approval.
I would like to think, you know, for those of you who really want the Chiefs to remain on the east side of state line, that the nostalgia is enough to roll the dice. But this is a business, Scott, and I don't think nostalgia is going to do it.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. And I'm telling you right now, you know, I love the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I love the Royals at Kauffman. I've always thought that the Truman Sports Complex was an incredible, ahead of its time idea. But if we could get the Chiefs out at the Legends with a new stadium that is domable, if you will, yeah, whether it's a rolling roof or a dome in and of itself, to Bob Fesco's point at the end of our interview, we're not talking about just the Final Four. We're talking about Super Bowls in Kansas City. Super Bowls. You'll never get a Super Bowl at Arrowhead Stadium. You'll never get a Final Four for the obvious reasons. Bob at Red X. Bob, hello.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Well, I'd just like to thank Phil for the effort and the try. I mean, did the best he could.
Yep.
But as usual, day late and dollar short with Jackson County and KCMO leadership, in my opinion. As a Jackson County taxpayer, I can tell you we have zero appetite for any tax. I don't care. Quarter cent, triple cent, no cent is what we want. And they're not.
Well, this would be 3/8.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can just tell you, Scott, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We have no taste after the property tax fiasco, zero. And they're not going to Topeka to sightsee. You know, we've all been there. There's not a whole lot to do. So it's over,
damn,
man.
Drop your microphone.
It's over. All right, take care, guys.
All right, be well. And you're absolutely right, Bob. The Chiefs are not going to Topeka. If I can read the tea leaves just a little bit, they're not going to Topeka to say hi to Laura Kelly.
Well, they might be, but they ain't going to stop by the world famous Topeka Zoo, you know.
Right. Bob's right. I mean, they are not going to Topeka to sightsee. Okay. I'm waiting for some. I'm in touch with somebody who is close to the situation, and when he or she gives me permission to say what he or she just told me on text, I will report it. But he or she is telling me right now, hold your fire. I can't say that yet. John in Olathe. John, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yeah, the whole idea of having the Chiefs end up in the Legends is right on. I think it's a smart move. They talked for years and years about finding a place with a destination for a destination. The Legends is already a destination. They got the casino, they got hotels, they got all the restaurants you'd ever want. It's a good location from an interstate road standpoint. I mean, everything points to the Legends being a terrific spot. Bucky's is going to be out there, which is another big thing. So I think it's a smart move for the Chiefs, and it'd be a smart move for Kansas. And I think everyone will be really happy once this is all over.
Well,
I can't disagree. I think there's going to be some people say, I'm never going to go see the Chiefs again.
Garbage,
okay.
Garbage.
Okay.
You remember when Major League Baseball went on strike in 1994?
No, people were never going to watch baseball again.
I'm never going to another game as long as I live. I'll never watch baseball again as long as I live. These millionaire babies crying for more money. Baseball is dead. This is going to kill Major League Baseball. Hmm. That's interesting. I seem to remember when the Royals won the World Series in 2015, there were roughly just shy of a million people hovered around Union Station. The team, check that, the fans will go when the team is a winner. They always will. They always have. From the text line, I love Kansas City, have lived here for 30 years, but Kansas City is not a destination for a Super Bowl. Au contraire, mon frère. Indianapolis, name one thing to do in Indianapolis.
Race car things.
Hmm. The Indy 500. One race, 1 year. We have two races out at the Legends every year. The Super Bowl literally goes from city to city. New Orleans, Miami, San Diego, Los Angeles. They're going to go to Las Vegas, I'm sure. They go to Indianapolis, Minneapolis. If you have a dome in a cold weather city, they will go to you. If you have an outdoor stadium in a warm weather city, they will go to you. And they go literally Miami, New Orleans, Indianapolis, San Diego, Los Angeles. They go to where the domes and the warm weather outdoor stadiums are.
We are working diligently behind the scenes right now to get Kansas's response to the county executive's news conference, a response to this statement that the state of Kansas is making noise, the deal is not done, and quote, Kansas has some lofty ideas, but no plan. And I would only echo what one of our callers said, and I think to repeat ourselves from this last segment, Scott, there's no way the Chiefs are going to Topeka Monday if there's no plan.
That's exactly right. 913-586-7798.
You know what it is in Topeka? It's the finish line.
Sherilyn. Great point. Sherilyn in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hi. I'm not happy. It makes me want to cry. I'm 60 years old, and they've pretty much been here my whole life. And when both teams leave, we're just going to have a women's soccer team, which is fine. They're a really good women's soccer team. But I like my football, and I don't think I could go to Kansas to watch it because they're all going to be all, ha, 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 we stole your team. And
you really believe that?
I believe that because they're always having a border war with KUMU, and that's fine. But I grew up with them, and it makes me want to cry that they're leaving. I love football.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm sorry that you're sad. I don't think come kickoff that first game of the season, hopefully we have Patrick Mahomes back in all of his healed glory. I don't think it's going to make a damn bit of difference. You don't think that's going to sell out? They could put that thing under a bridge. It would sell out.
Well, for the love of Christ, by 2031, I hope Patrick Mahomes is retired.
I'm just saying, it is not going to change the love that this entire metropolitan area has for that team. There's no way.
He better not be retired by 2031. What?
I was going to say, not that old.
He's 30-something. He's in his early 30s.
He started in 2017.
Aaron Rodgers is like 85.
By 2031.
Philip Rivers is 72.
Philip Rivers is 40. Rivers is 44. Stop it. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, let's waste no time. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Phil, good afternoon. We carried your news conference live. We thank you for joining us on the hotline.
The guy that sounds like a boyfriend that lost his girlfriend. That was good. That was funny.
I was reading from the text line. Hey, let me tell you what I said about you, if you don't mind. And I told this to Dana off the air, and we shared it on the air. I think you're the right guy too late.
I am playing a lot of catch-up. Someone said, you need to mention that about the tax bills and the Chiefs. You're playing catch-up from the idiots before,
yes.
And it's hard to do. I do want to mention, though, something. I think, Scott, someone asked about the sales tax. We would be asking for a quarter cent. We would be reducing it from the existing 3/8 cent sales tax.
I stand corrected.
Only a quarter cent, so it's lower than money. And this is not something we're surprising the Chiefs. This is something we sat down with the Chiefs and talked about. And then their proposal, you know, we have to have the money to maintain the stadium. And so the state has 50% to renovate, the city will put in, and we'll have our $35 million with the sales tax to maintain the stadium. And that is and getting that passed is part of the deal that we worked on with the Chiefs. So I heard some people like, well, they're bringing that up, and now just telling the Chiefs, no, this is part of the deal. And I beg to differ with one of the callers saying that the appetite's not there. And I do agree with the caller saying this tax fiasco makes people not trust Jackson County. So I'm trying to do everything to restore some trust and get people back to where they're at. And I think by April, if they see what could be happening in Jackson County and the Chiefs stay in Arrowhead, I think that tax passes since they're lowering the tax.
Are you hopeful, or do you even think it's possible that the Chiefs will travel to Topeka and come back with no deal? I mean, I have said it a couple times, Phil. This is the bird in hand with the state of Kansas.
This meeting's been on the books for a long time. They didn't just call the Chiefs and come down. The Chiefs representatives were going to come to this meeting and hear their final pitch. Mm-hmm. And so it's been reported like, oh, they're going and they're going to make a deal. That's not it. I'm talking to Mark Donovan directly. The deal's not done. You know, they're going to go and they're going to listen to what the proposal is from the LCC, whatever they call it. But then that has some more steps to go through. And it's just not the sign on the dotted line and we got a brand new stadium. And our friend Bob Fesco talks about the dome roof. And I agree, that'd be outstanding stuff. But that's if the Chiefs choose to move in that direction, they will. The deal's not done. And people are telling you it's done, it's not done. And the Chiefs have not agreed to anything. Of course they're going to go to every meeting where there's an opportunity to hear proposals. Of course. But we're not dead yet. Don't write us off
Phil,
yet.
Could you talk a little bit about the timing, though? Because for them, if they in fact leave the Kansas deal on the table, they would have to believe that if this goes on the ballot and if voters say yes, they would get the renovated stadium that they want. But is that not a lot of ifs?
No, it's not. It's a lot of ifs if you remember what happened 2 years ago and the debacle that was that campaign and the Royals at the last minute, not the Royals themselves, the campaign at the last minute, not sharing, not being transparent. You had people you're displacing in a new location for the Royals. And you had the debacle of the taxes going on then and a county executive that was poo-pooing everything. The people didn't like it and they hated it. But everyone and every poll and everybody came out and said, boy, if it was just the Chiefs, I would have liked it. Boy, if the Chiefs, I would have liked it. So that was what we figured out. We got to make it simple. It's hard to get people to vote and pass. So how do we make it simple? Well, we decreased from 3/8 to 1/4 cent. It's only for the Chiefs. It's only keeping them as a tenant. And it's only for our maintaining the sales tax that people are already paying and lower. Then here comes the state with their 50%. Then here comes the city with their money they're going to put in. So that was the plan come together. So with that, all that behind it, I think a voter says, okay, this is different than it was 2 years ago when they look at it in April. Like, I want to keep the Chiefs, and I know I'm going to make a vote that's going to lower my taxes at the same time.
We're speaking with Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Phil, we literally have 1 minute because we have a hard stop at the top of the hour for ABC News. But before we let you go, I couldn't help but notice, and I mentioned it on the air, that in your opening remarks, before you started taking questions, you never mentioned the Royals. Is it a foregone conclusion that they're gone?
Not in the least, and I'll be quick. We just want to talk about the Chiefs today. The Royals have told us they don't want to be at the K after 2031, and we're going to take them at their word that they don't want there. But that does not mean we're going to work hard to get them a location in Jackson County. The fact that I'm not speaking with them today, and I send John Sherman a text every week, the fact that I'm not talking to you, John, doesn't mean I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. So this is just about trying to get a deal done with the Chiefs after the noise in Kansas, and we're still working on the Royals.
All right, Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota, do appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
All right, be well, my friend. All right, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. This has already been a very busy day. My goodness. Wow. We still have a call out to Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. If and when he does call in, we will put him directly on the air. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. ABC News coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.